Welcome to The Author Show, where we feature new authors and books, from fiction to self-help and everything in between. You'll find it all at theauthorshow.com. That's theauthorshow.com. And now let the show begin.
Hi, this is The Author Show, and I'm your host, Linda Thompson. Suicide is rampant. Will it soon become commonplace or only another buzzword? Those are the first sentences from the synopsis of Tell Others, the story of author Marjorie Strux's family history. Marjorie is here to share more of her family story with us. Marjorie, welcome to The Author Show.
Thank you.
Marjorie, will you please give us a quick overview of Tell Others?
Well, Tell Others is a story of my family history of depression, addiction, and suicide going over five generations, which goes from 1934 and 2012. And it depicts each and every one of them. There were more than 10 of suicides and some other possible ones. So this, my purpose in writing the book was to shed some light on the rampant suicide that, and addiction and depression, because these are killers no matter by whose hand. So my purpose in writing the book is to save lives in those suffering from depression, addiction, and suicide. Now, I ask that people read the book and ask for help, because help is available. And this is the purpose of actually sending this message today also. And I pray to God that all those who hear it will take heed and actually try to replace despair with the joy of life.
Well, Marjorie, while writing Tell Others, were you thinking of any particular type of reader?
Well, in the beginning, it was my family. But then after that, you know, I thought, well, then it could reach others, which would be those who are concerned over having someone who had a problem, and those who have problems, and just those who are generally interested in the fact that suicide has always been a black mark on the people in the world. So I wouldn't say it would be any particular one, but I know that even down into middle schoolers, they are sometimes hit with depression and have thoughts of suicide. So it runs a large area of reader that could be affected.
Well, Marjorie, in looking at your book, each one of your chapters appears to be about a particular family member. And then at the very end of that chapter, you put personal notes. Why did you decide to do that?
Well, I'm writing this book is from my own personal experiences, but it also comes from thinking about what happened to, and I knowing the situation of each and every one of them, that I thought it would be a part of an idea that I could comment, and that it would be helpful to the reader to know that there were certain circumstances regarding every different suicide. And even for the family, I would hope that they would pay attention and think about the future of their future generations in trying to prevent suicide.
How did you learn of the first suicide in your family?
The first suicide was at Christmas in 1934, and I was 7 years old. And it was Christmas Eve. The family was celebrating my father's birthday, Christmas Eve, and Christmas Day. And we had the call for my grandmother. In fact, this is in the chapter that I'm including the excerpt from. So it was my uncle, my father's brother, who was 39 years old. My grandmother called and said that he was high on the ladder in the hay barn and wouldn't come down. And so this ended in suicide. It was not being able to be prevented. He was 39 years old. The way it was dealt with at that time, it was never talked of since, and nobody ever spoke of it. It was a secret. And actually, the families were considered as part of a dark history or crazy people, or actually in church, you know, you're condemned as Judas at the time. That was when I was 7 years old, and of course, I never forgot it.
I would think so. So do you have any idea how many of your family members have had to deal with depression and or addiction?
Well, I would say there was every one of them, and there were 10 plus suicides, and there were several possible, though, that were never proven, though. And then I had one aunt who was actually helped. So this gave me she was helped already when she was in her 70s and 80s. So there were the whole family, the culture of the family was more like they were German immigrants and were very close-knit families, but not really that social. And so their whole life was, work and no play. And actually, suicide was always swept under the rug. And so it was never actually known exactly how many of them there were from my grandmother's side. But there were dozens of them, if you would ask me, of those that I knew. And even from their attitude and their outlook on life was always more of a negative attitude than positive that we're always talking about now.
Well, Marjorie, how has your family's history affected your own life?
Well, it affected my life because I was actually dealing with alcoholism and my first husband also. And so it affected me from the standpoint that I never really felt that I would be hit by it because I never had that attitude. But I kept up all the time by reading about it and hearing about mental health and addiction and all of that for different reasons. And so my spiritual journey included my personal relationship with God and an open mind. And this helped me deal with both the suicides, depression in my family and myself because I smoked. And so to quit smoking, I had to deal with the addiction of smoking, and I was able to accomplish that without really dealing with my God life within and getting to the core of my genetics to be able to deal with the quitting smoking, the everyday wishing or hoping, of having a cigarette, of not being able to get rid of the habit.
Right.
But I was able to do that through, I'm going to say it now, through a very, very deep prayer down into my subconscious.
Congratulations on that, Marjorie. So tell me, when you told your other family members that you were writing this book, how did they react?
Well, it really was not important to them. I was so surprised, but they were not happy. I had one sister who was married to a church minister who was absolutely livid about it and said that this was, a shame to the family to do this. But later we reconciled, and so everything was all right. But now, actually, it's not very important to them because the family have forgotten about it. That's why I'm saying I'm trying to circulate among other people because it didn't seem that important to my family. My one sister, and now I have a younger brother, who are the only ones who are left of my generation, and we are the ones who are concerned. But the younger people have not really been advised about it or paid much attention. So I hope they will be alerted by it and, take care for their own children. But that's only my wish. I don't have much evidence of that at this point.
Well, Marjorie, you're also an artist, and it is one of your abstract paintings. It's on the cover of your book. Will you tell us a little bit about your art?
I was interested in art from grade school. I went to country grade school in a one-room schoolhouse and had a teacher who we always had art classes. And from then on, I was always interested and avid about it. And it turned out to be the reason why I left Minnesota at 17 after graduating from high school because I had wanted to go to art school. And I was not able to do it. So I left and I went to study with a professor from New York University. And that's how I went through all the stages of art. If you want to say realism, he took me through every phase in the impressionism, abstract, and then abstract expressionism. And so this is where we decided I belong because actually this is the way I paint. And I paint from my subconscious. And this is why I have been in touch with, my personal relationship with God has a lot to do with my open-mindedness about dealing with problems.
Marjorie, what would you say is the number one message in Tell Others that you would like readers to remember?
My purpose of writing Tell Others is to save lives to those suffering from depression, addiction, and suicide. And I'm very happy to have the opportunity to send the message that education and medicine have proven that addiction, suicide, and depression are treatable diseases, and to ask for help. It is available to save lives, and I pray to God that you will replace despair with joy of life.
Marjorie, would you please read for us a short excerpt from Tell Others?
Chapter 1, Christmas Eve, 1934. The family was seated around the table for our traditional Christmas Eve midnight supper. Father, mother, and eight of us kids were, and little Billy was already asleep in the carriage nearby. We all gave our prayer of thanks and were about to eat when the phone rang. Who could possibly be calling us at this time, was Mother's question as she got up to answer and picked up the receiver. Hello, who's calling? A voice at the other end screamed, hurry, hurry, send Herm. And the boys, hurry, hurry. Mother could hear her desperation. Hurry, Willis is up on the ladder in the barn and won't come down. Hurry, come, come. We were all shocked to hear Grandma's voice screaming at the other end of the phone. Yes, yes, my mother said, right away. Father Charles and Burl were already headed for the door. Peter, my brother, grumbled, why would Uncle Will want to spoil Christmas for everyone? Is he crazy? Hush, my mother said in a stern manner. She wouldn't discuss it any further. Later, I lay in bed trying to understand the events of that Christmas Eve. We were all left to deal with Uncle Will's death in our own way and forbidden to speak of it to anyone. I remember Uncle Will's suicide to be the forerunner of many more suicides to come. I was 7 years old and he was 39.
Oh my gosh. I can't imagine being 7 years old and remembering something like that for all your life. Now, I do have one question for you. You mentioned that you went to a one-room schoolhouse, and I don't often do this with my authors, but I think this means a whole lot to people that are going to be listening. So what is your age?
I'm 92.
Wow. You are to be really commended for what you're doing for the world when it comes to opening up about your family's issues. So tell me, Marjorie, where can we learn more about you and where can we purchase Tell Others?
Tell Others is available on the website of goldenquillpress.com/tellothers.html. And it is available on all line retailers and through Ingram.
Okay. Do you have any social media pages or your own website?
Well, this is my website. It's with the Golden Quill Press, Tell Others.
Okay. All right. Well, Marjorie, it has been a delight talking with you today. I've really enjoyed speaking with you about your book. And while I'm sure Tell Others is not an easy book to write, it will certainly help a lot of others who are dealing with similar situations. Thank you for taking time to chat with us today.
Again, I thank you for the opportunity of putting my message out to the world. And I am very grateful and thankful that others will hear it. And for this opportunity. Again, it's been very good talking with you, and I appreciate your help and all that you're doing. Thank you.
Depression, addiction, and suicide. Those used to be words that everyone shied away from. The words conjured up images of a crazy person. But modern science and medicine have proven that it isn't so. Don't be complacent. These are real illnesses, diseases that can kill, no matter by whose hand. What you must do is acknowledge that you or someone you love has a disease, no different than heart disease or diabetes or cancer. This is a real killer, but it doesn't have to be. That is the real message of Tell Others and the purpose for author Marjorie Struck, who hopes you will read her book and save a life. And I thank you for listening. The Author Show podcast may be accessed at any time by visiting theauthorshow.com. and selected interviews can also be found on major podcasting platforms such as iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Podomatic, and many, many more. Are you an author who would like to be featured on our show? Please visit theauthorshow.com and complete the interview request form so that we may contact you. Marketing is seldom easy for authors, and The Author Show is a great way to promote your work worldwide using a high-quality interview that can make a real impact. Please visit our site daily as we continue to introduce wonderful authors of very interesting books on The Author Show.
Thanks for listening to The Author Show. Find out more about authors and their work at theauthorshow.com. Theauthorshow.com. Tune in next time to another great author on The Author Show.